We have Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis. Let's start. Today's Daf Mem Vav. Let's start with Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis. Let's start from 1, 2, 3, three lines from the bottom. Me of four lines from the beginning in Tuma. In Makbul of Chaytzeitz and Roitz of Bekimoy Hariu Karev. We learned in the Mishnah that when it comes to Tuma, Tuma has the same status like the Chametz. So we have a pot, and in the cracks of the pot we have dough. And the question is that dough, are you mechuyev to be mevayer the dough in the cracks of the pots? So we learned yesterday, we learned the whole Mishnah, but we really just didn't really go through the details of this part of the Mishnah. But the basic idea is, when it comes to chametz, so the halach is, if it's a shiv of kezayis, you mechuyev to be mevayer the kezayis. But if it's, I mean, basically, that, I mean, it all depends on what part of the pot it is. If it's the part of the pot that's mechazik, basically the bottom of the pot that's mechazik the pot, then you need it to keep the pot strong because you don't want there to be a leak. Then the halach is, if it's the size of a kezayis, it's already so significant, it's not bottle. But if it's less than a kezayis, then it's bottle. If it's in the walls, of the pot, then you have to be mevar no matter what, because it's automatically it's chametz, and you have to get rid of it no matter what. So yeah, that was halacha when it came to the laws of chametz. The basic yesoid is, if you have dough in the cracks of the pot that are the significant part of the pot that equal the volume of a kezayis, it must be removed for Pesach. Then it says the Mishnah, this is the difficult part of the Mishnah, which is now going to be the discussion of the next daf, the Chayin in Tuma, when it comes to Tuma. Now, here is the problem. It starts with the word V'chein. V'chein means that the law of Tuma is equal to the law of Chametz. Now, the law of Chametz doesn't depend on if you're Makbid, if you're not Makbid. It depends on one thing only. Does it equal a Kezayis? Does it not equal a Kezayis? If it equals a kezayis, it's it. It's a done deal. It's too bad. It's over. It has to be removed no matter what. If it doesn't equal a kezayis, then it depends. So we say the word v'chein, that indicates that when it comes to tumba, it's also going to depend on volume. If it equals the volume, it's no good. If it does not equal the volume, it's going to be good. But then immediately thereafter, it says in the Mishnah, the chelion tumin makbit, if you makbit on it, then cholov chaytzeit, it's going to be a chatzitz, assumingly when you put it in the mikvah. Okay, we'll come to exactly what this means. The imreitze, the kiyumoi, but if you're not makbit on it, hareyu karev, it's like the pot and it's not a chatzitz. Now we'll explain what it means in the moment, chatzitz, not a chatzitz, but the basic is, so it is, that when it comes to tum, it all depends on your attitude. If your attitude is that you're makbid, it's a problem. If you're not makbid, it's not a problem. But that is a contradiction to the word zechein. Because when it says zechein, that's connecting tumah to chametz. And chametz, the only thing that counts by chametz is kezayis, not a kezayis. We don't care anything other than the shear. So we have over here a very big problem. So the more right away says midami. So what's going on? Hassan there, how could the Mishnah connect the laws of Tuma to the laws of Chametz? Midami Hassan Bishiur Tali Milsa. There it depends on the volume. Kazayis, not a kazayis. Hach, when it comes to Tuma, Bikapeh Tali Milsa, it depends on your attitude. So now we're going to give a whole bunch of very lumdish answers to Fataych the Mishnah. It's a very beautiful Gemara. A lot of lumdish in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarida. Ema, Enochanami. So the first answer is, okay, this is not lumdish, it's just a technical answer. Ema, Ule Inyanat Tumah Enoikin. Okay, the first answer, technical answer. Change the gears. Change the gears of the Mishnah. When it comes to Matumah, is not like the laws of Chametz. Chametz depends on volume. Tuma, which we have not even defined what is the law of Tuma, we'll get to in a few moments, depends on your attitude. Eima ulinina Tuma, Einoikin. Okay. Amulabaya, you can't give me that answer. That's not a fair answer, because take out all of the versions of the Mishnayos and you will discover every single version is consistent, says V'chein. Amulabaya v'ho v'chein l'nyin tumma katani. That can't be the answer. El Amulabaya, sabayi tzachi kamar, I have an answer. V'chein l'nyin tseiruf tumma b'pesach. So in a chenami, basically what Abai's answer is, there are two parts to the end of the Mishnah. There is a halacha of volume, and there is another halacha of akpada. Now, what does that mean? So here we go. Here he explains. V'chein le'inyin tseiruf tumah b'pesach, when it comes to tumah b'pesach. Here he goes. And show you my sashana, but they got to put a comma. V'chein le'in tzeref atuma, comma. V'chein le'inyin tzeref atuma b'pesach, comma. That's the v'chein. Now you have to add a lot of words into the Gemara. The Gemara is not so easy to read here. Uvishor yimoyis hashana, but with regard to the other days, ika pluksa. Now pluksa here is a very misleading word. Pluksa throughout Shas always means is a machlokes tanoim. Rav said that. Rameya says this. Yehuda says this. When Amor Rav and Shmuel, but it's not what it means here. The word of pluksa over here means there's a distinction. There's a distinction between in your attitude. If I'm makbid, it's a problem. If I'm not makbid, it's not a problem. So that's how you have to read the So what Abai is doing is, he's telling us, Enochanami, the end of the Mishnah, is teaching us two completely separate issues. V'chein le'inyun tzeirif tumah v'pesach. There's going to be the din is entirely in volume. If it's a kezayis, it's going to combine. If it's not a kezayis, it's not going to combine. Now, what do those words mean? That's a very big mystery, which we're going to explain in a few moments. We'll get to that one thing at a time. And then there's a new halacha. The other halacha is hakpada. So the first thing so we have to be aware of is Rabbi's being mechadish, they're completely two separate yisoidos being presented at the Mishnah, and that answers the stira. The chain goes back on kezayis, and hakpada is a different issue. Now, what does all of this mean? So the Gemara explains. Here we go. Hey Chidan, explain. Here's the case. Kigoyin di'ika pachos mikabetsa oichlin v'nogu b'hai botzek, and they touched this dough attached to the pot, in the cracks of the pot, b'pesach. So b'pesach the isur choshuv mitzdareif b'shoyi mois hashana the b'kepeid atali milsa imach b'dalav mitzdareif imroitza b'kimo yeharehu kareif. Now this is as follows. In order for a food to have the ability to contaminate something, it must equal the volume of an egg, a beitza. A beitza is approximately 2 olives. That's an old yisoid. Okay, 2 olives approximately equal the beitza. Approximately, yeah, different machines, whatever it is. But let's. We don't need to go into details. But let's work with that for the moment. So we have here. The beginning of the Mishnah discussed the law of Bal Yeroheh, Bal Yemotzeh. And the Yisoid is, if you have a kezayis of dough, of chametz in the crack of the pot, you got a problem. Kezayis. Now, it comes to Tumah. This dough that's in the crack of the pot will have the ability to contaminate something else. So what's the rule for Tumah? In order for a food to contaminate something, it must at least equal the size of a beitza, not a kezayis. You need a beitza to contaminate. You only have the size of less than a beitza, it does not have the koyach to contaminate. So here is the unique situation. We have in the pot a small amount of food, kosher pesach food. That small amount of food is less than the size of a beitza. So if a sheretz touches it, it's not going to have enough koyach to contaminate something else. It itself will become tameh, because food can become tameh, even a mashu, pash, that's the pashas. But in order for a food to contaminate something else, it must equal the size of a beitza. So this food in the pot is less than the size of a beitza. but it's making direct contact with the chametz in the crack of the pot. So what do we want? We want to take the chametz in the crack of the pot, and we want to combine it with the chametz, with the food in the pot, to equal the volume of a beitz of an egg. So now when a sheretz makes contact with this combined object, it will have the ability to contaminate something else. That's what we want to do. So the question is, can we combine the dough in the crack of the pot with the food that's resting in the pot? So the answer is, it all depends on the time of the year. If it's Pesach, so when it comes to Pesach, what is a davar choshev v'nogea Pesach? A kezayis. A kezayis chametz is chosh, because a kezayis chametz, you either al bal yiro bal yimotze. It's not, doesn't depend on your hakpada. Do I want it? Do I not want it? Do I want it to be a glue to mechazik the pot? Do I want not to be a glue to mechazik the pot? The only thing that counts is the size of a kezayis. That's what only counts. So if the chametz in the crack of the pot is the size of a kezayis, it's choshev, because I'm over on it, bal yiro bal yimotze. Menele, it's so choshev, it can now combine with food in the pot that's in direct contact, which also is less than the size of a beitza, but is at least the size, is also another size of an olive. So now we have two kezesim, and two kezesim equal the shear of a beitza, and now we have the koyach to be metame something else. But if the food, the amount of chametz inside of the crack of the pot is less than the size of a beitza, so since it's not choshev b'nogei Pesach, it's not going to combine with the food in the pot to make up the shear of an egg, so that it will have the ability to contaminate something else. But let's say it's not Pesach. Let's say it's shor yimos hashana. So then, food in the crack of the pot, it's irrelevant if it's the size of an egg, it's the size of an olive, or more or less than an olive, because it's mutter, it's a davar hamutter the rest of the year. Then the only determining factor that we need to know if it will have the ability to combine, to join forces with another piece of food, to make up the requisite shear of an egg, is if you makbid on it. If you want it, you plan on getting rid of it. I mean, it's something which is external. It doesn't belong here. Then it's food. It's a food item. Then we're going to let it combine. But if I want it to remain part as glue in the pot, to become part of the pot, then automatically, no matter what the size is, whether it's a beitza, larger than a beitza, less than a beitza, it becomes part of the pot itself, the areva. It's part of the bowl, part of the trough. It's no longer its own identity. Then it's not going to combine with the other piece of food to give us the minimum shear of an egg. So that's the yesod. So here, let's read the words one more time. Here we go. Second line, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see the second one, then we'll read the Rashi. It's a little bit complicated, but let's get it go slow. Hey, Chidami, what do we mean exactly? Kegoin, de'iko pochus mi kebeitzo oichlen. You have in the pot, in this bowl, food, real food. Grapes, olives, bread, whatever it is, that it's less than the size of an egg. And remember, an egg equals two olives. And for Baal Yiro, Baal Yimotze, you need an olive, not an egg. Kezayis, an olive. So you have food inside the pot that's less than the size of an egg. In order for a food to have the ability to contaminate, it must be at least the size of an egg. So the food itself in the pot is not the minimum size. What do we want to do? We want to combine it with the chametz that's trapped in the cracks of the pot. Vinagu, it's in direct contact, b'hai batzik, with this dough, this hard dough, that is stuck in the crack of the pot. So what is the halacha? Bid Pesach, if we're now dealing with the 7-8 days of Pesach, the isuai choshuv, it doesn't make a difference what your kavana, your attitude, the only thing that counts on Pesach is value. If it's the size of a kezayis, oh, kezayis mitstarif, the kezayis in the crack will combine with another kezayis in the pot to give us the shear of an egg, and now this combined egg will have the koyach to contaminate something else if it becomes tummy. But b'shor yimayis hashana, where there's no prohibition of chametz, the only thing that's relevant, so when does it combine or not combine, then all depends on your attitude. If you makbid, meaning that you want to get rid of it, it doesn't belong there, it's garbage, it has to be scraped out. However, if you're not makbid, adarabah, you want it to remain in those cracks because you want it to serve as a glue to solidify, to mechazek the pot, it doesn't exist. It's not called a food, it's a piece of wood. It's a part of the utensil. It's not going to join with the other food, and the other food is less than a beitzah. So it's not going to be enough. Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi. The Pesach. Let's just do that Rashi. Rashi, dear Maslov, has the first small line. The Pesach, the Isser Chametz, Mechashvoi, gives it Chashivos. The Yoseu Choshev, Hoyel Ukezayis. Since it's a kezai, huskar lehi choshev l'inyan iser chametz. Since the value of a kezai is significant that it should be prohibited mitin iser chametz, the leibatul l'gabi areva k'detanya l'aresha. Like we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that was the yisoid of the beginning of the Mishnah. A person to be chayif about yirabal yimotzei, it does not depend upon your attitude towards the dough in the pot. All depends on the size. Hashda l'inyan tuma nami leibatul. It's also now bottom of the areva. Umit storev will join lahashem lechabeitza. The avagav, the ein makbidot, even though you don't care, you would prefer it to be glued, become part of the glue. Memela doesn't matter since it's Pesach and it's Choshev the Negea the Sugya of Bal Yireh Bal Yimotzei. It comes to life against your Kavana and it's Mitztoref with the other Kezayis to give us the Shir Beitza Umetami Es Acherim. However, b'shoyim ois hashana, let's say it's the rest of the year, d'lek l'meimah isuoi chishuvoi, there's no concept of its prohibition, gives it chashivas, because there is no prohibition, m'meila b'kapei d'talya milsa, im'makbid alav mitztaref, d'choshev uchlo hoil v'tsef elilo, if you makbid, no matter what the size is, then it becomes choshev, and then it can join to be mashed on the sheer beitza. Okay, so that concludes basically the second answer. The first answer we rejected. The first answer we gave was Ema Loikain. And the Gemara said, you can't give me that answer because that's not the correct Giris. The Giris is V'chein Linyan Tum. So now the second answer, the beautiful answer, V'chein is Linyan Tzvei Dinim, a din of Litztarev, and its second din of. Linyan Tzerf, B'Pesach, I shouldn't say there are two dinim, I take it back, I didn't say really correctly. It's only one din. It's one din, but the Mishnah is breaking up two different zmanim. It's one din of Tzerf, V'chein Linyan Pesach, V'chein Linyan Tumo, B'Nogeya, Bishas Pesach, the Zman of Pesach, it has one din, and when it's not the Zman of Pesach, it has a different din. So really, it's one halacha of Tzeruf, but we're just breaking it up to two different Zmanim of the year. Okay, so that's the second answer. Now the Gemara says, I don't like this answer. I'm going to show you a major flaw with this answer. Maskef l'ravava mi ketani mitztaref. Where in the world did you get the word mitztaref from the Mishnah? V'yachoytzeitz ketani. Read the Mishnah. Go back even the previous page. It says v'chein linyan tuma imak b'dolof choytzeitz. V'imroitze b'kiyumay harayu kareva. Your whole beautiful answer of v'chein is an answer which works perfectly with the concept of tseruf. Tseruf b'shab b'zman pesach and the tseruf shloy b'zman pesach. So how do you explain the word choytzeitz, the word chatzitza? What does chatzitza have to do with the sugya of tseruf for a beitza linyan tuma? Nothing. So this answer that you've given me doesn't fit, doesn't make any sense. Niketani mitztarif chochoytzeitz ketani. So this kasha, this is a good kasha, the Gemara basically Haskarata. Ella. Ella, Marava, I'll tell you the pshat. V'chein lahalois tahara li'areva. Honu sunya. In order to allow the areva to become tohar. Now, what do we mean? The Gemara explains. Hey, Chidami, what's the explanation? Going the itme ha'chareva, the areva already is tummy. Okay, it's an avatoma. Not an avatoma, it's a rishon. A dead sheretz fell into the areva. A sheretz is an avatoma. The areva is a rishon. Uboy lit bule bepesach. Oh, uboy lit bule. And you want now to be toivel the areva. So now we're working with the same yisoid as the previous answer, but a whole different halacha. The yisoid is the same. You have a pot, an areva. Okay, I will call it a pot. Really, it's a bowl, a kneading bowl, kneading bowl. And this kneading bowl became tame. And now you want to be toivel it. Problem is, you have in the cracks chatzitza. You have a foreign substance. Is it a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? So let's work backwards. B'shar yimayis hashana, it's a classic halacha. Are you makbid? You're not makbid. A painter goes into the mikvah and it's all full of paint on his skin. Is it a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? He doesn't care. That's his parnassah. He's always full of paint. He doesn't care.
So sure.
Not today. Today, different standards.
No, I'm not so sure that it doesn't matter how much paint he has on his hand.
Rubai, the Gemara talks about Rubai Hamakbid, Mir Hamakbid, Ruda Makbid, but Derechlak. But Derechlak, yeah, of course.
I can understand if he has a dada too.
Okay, yeah, okay, Enechan, Yasna Bizman, this was not supposed to be Bizman, that we follow this. Absolutely, okay. Enechan, but Derechlak. But there are chlal, if you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. So if you have botzek that's in the crack of the pot, and if you're not makbid on the botzek, but there are chlal, it's not a chatzitza. You want the botzek to become part of the pot. But if you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. What's the shear? It depends on your attitude. On Pesach, it doesn't depend on your attitude. It depends on volume. The volume overrides your attitude. Because since the volume makes a decision, b'negei the halacha of Baal Yeruch and Baal Yimotzei, that's the ikar, the volume. And we don't care about your attitude. So that's the case. V'chein l'halos tahar l'areva. Hechidam, b'kon da'adit mi'achareva, u'boy l'tluvule, b'pesach. When it comes to Pesach, the isuroi choshuv, the isuris choshuv, v'meil choytzeitz, the loy salkal atfilah, it's not going to be a valid immersion. But b'sho yimoy sashana, b'kpey talimot, it all depends on your hakpada. Imakbid alav choytzeitz, it's not going to be called a chatzitza. Okay. Now that is answer number three. The Gemara is not pleased with this answer. Does it say here in the Mishnah, le'inyin tahara? What are you trying to do now? You're trying to take this areva, which is tame, and you're trying to immerse it to remove its tumah, to take away the tumah. So the Mishnah should not begin v'chein le'inyin tumah. It should begin v'chein le'inyin tahara, not le'inyin tumah. Why? What does it say in the Mishnah? V'chein le'inyin tumah. The issue here is not tumah. The issue here is tahara. Mi ketani v'chein le'inyin tahara. Hal inyan tuma kitani. Elam rapapa, rapapa says you're right. Now we come to answer the final answer. And the final answer pretty much collects all of the yisoidites of the three answers. Elam rapapa, v'chein l'inyin l'hoire tuma li'areva. Beautiful lamusha case. Question is, does the areva become tame? Now, what do we mean? Hechidami, kigoin dinoga sheretz b'hai botzek. The sheretz did not touch the areva itself. The dead sheretz is making contact with the dough that's stuck in the crack of the areva. So the shaila is that dough a chelik of the areva? which then means that when the sheretz touches the dough, it's really touching the areva, and the areva now becomes a rishon, because the sheretz is an af. And when the sheretz touches the areva becomes a rishon, right? So when the sheretz, if you learn that the dough is a part of the areva, the moment the sheretz touches the dough, the areva becomes a rishon. But if you say that the dough is something that's separate, it's distinct, so it's like the sheretz touching food, and the food is touching the areva, so it's one step removed. If it's one step removed, then the areva does not become tameh. The sheretz touches the food, so the food becomes a rishon, and now the food touches the pot. A rishon does not have the ability to make a kli into tameh. A kli only becomes tameh from an av hatumah. A utensil cannot become tameh from a rishon.
So how is it getting? Never mind.
No, say. It's the question. Say. What? We have a pot. In the pot there's a crack. In the crack there is dough. So here's the question. Is this dough viewed part of the pot? Or is this dough viewed something separate? If the dough is part of the pot, then when the sheretz touches the dough, it's touching the pot. The sheretz is an av, the pot becomes a rishon. But if the dough is something that is distinct, is separate from the pot, then when the sheretz touches the dough becomes a rishon. Now, what about the pot? Well, the dough is touching the pot. So let the pot become a sheni. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a pot, a bowl, becoming a sheni. A bowl can only become a rishon when it comes in contact with an av. Kalim are only mekabel tumah from an av tumah. So if we view...
It make a difference whether you machshav it or not.
So it depends on the time of the year. If the time of the year is Shoyim Mayis Hashem, it's not Pesach. So the question is the dough part of the pot or is the dough distinct? So the answer is, it all depends on your attitude. If you plan on getting rid of it, you plan on removing the dough, then the dough is considered to be something that is something that's separate. All depends on your attitude. If on the other hand you're not planning on getting rid of the dough, you're planning on leaving the dough there, being part of the pot, it becomes part of the pot. But if it's Pesach, it doesn't depend on your hakpad, it depends on the size, the volume. If the dough equals the volume of a kezayis, automatically, the dough is considered to be something that is distinct and that is something that is separate. Okay? So that is what the Gemara here concludes. Elam apapa v'chein v'inyin tumah. What do we mean for tumah? L'choyrit tumah li'areva. Hey chidam, you're going to Noga Sheretz. The case is a sheretz touched by Haibotzek. The sheretz touched the dough. So if it's b'pesach, it's Pesach time, the Isuroi Choshuv, then the Isur itself gives the dough Hashivos, Mimelo Choytzeitz. It's considered to be a chatzitza between the sheretz and the pot. V'loi nachto lo tumo, and tumo does not descend to the pot. However, b'shor yimois hashana, throughout the rest of the year, the dekpeid etali milsa imakbin alav choytzeitz imoitz b'kiyumoi harei ukareva. Okay, so that is the Gemara's maskana. Okay, so we've gone over here. We have a part of the Mishnah v'chein le'inyan tumo. We've gone to basically four mahalchim. The first mahalchim we rejected, we do them all. The first mahalchim we rejected because it said we changed the girsa. The ainer linyan tum, it's different. Because by Pesach it's totally in the shear of kezayis. By tum it's totally nakpada, so change the girsa. That tumah all depends on your attitude, if it's mitztaref. Can't be. Then what did we do? Then we went to answer number two. Answer number two was seira for tuma, and we differentiated between the zman of Pesach and the zman of shoyim oyis hashana. What was the problem with that answer? It doesn't say seira in the Mishnah. It says chatzitza. What was answer number three? Chatzitza, when the arev is tame and you want to be malid from its tumba, being toivelit, the shayl is it called the chatzitza? That also wasn't a good answer, because it doesn't say v'mishnah v'chein l'yin tahara. It says v'chein l'yin tuma. So is answer number four, v'chein l'yin tuma. Is it going to be called part, is it part of the pot that the tuma will, that you're touching the pot directly? Or is it not part of the pot, that it's something separate, and it's going to be a chatzitza, that when the sheretz touches the dough, it's not going to cause the pot to become tameh? Okay, so four mahalchim to Shana Mishnah, that's the end of the Mishnah. Now we go to Nusugya. New Mishnah. Botzeik hacheresh. Deaf dough. What's named deaf dough? What is botzeik hacheresh? Deaf dough. It means dough where there are no simonim nikarim that are turned into chametz. In order for dough to become chametz, it has to develop cracks. When it develops cracks with the antenna, that was the sugya before, there are different simonim in when it turns into chametz. You have dough, and the dough, for whatever reason, there are no simonim, but it's been sitting around for a while. The question is this dough called chametz? So it says the Mishnah, im yesh kayotze bo shechmetz harezos. If at the same time when you made this batter of dough, you made another batter of dough, and the other batters of dough all are already showing signs of chametz, we have a right to assume if batter B is chametz, batter A is also chametz, even though batter A has not shown simonim of chametz. Okay, so you make dough. You have two batters, A and B. A, for whatever reason, there are no simonim. You don't see the cracks. But B, you see the simonim. So if you see the simonim in B, that's an indication that A is already called chametz. What happens if there are no simonim? What's the loch? There are no simonim. Ein shom kiyitzi ma'amahu. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, kidei sheyelech adam mimigdal nunya litveria mil. So the answer is, it all depends, that if 18 minutes have passed, mil, what's a mil? A mil is 2,000 amas. How long does it take to walk 2,000 amas? So between, we pass in between 18 and 22 minutes is the amount of time. What is a mil? A mil is 3/4 of a mile. How long does it take to walk 3/4 of a mile? How long? Yeah, so that's what it takes? I guess so. Average, it does? People claim they can walk 18 minutes, they go a whole mile in 18 minutes. I don't know the shiur. But the halachal ma'aseh, of course, we're all familiar with this thing called 18 minutes. 18 minute ma'aseh, it comes from this gemara right here. If it does not show signs of chimutz, or inachli the zman, the amount of time it takes, so be migdal nunya litveria, which is mil. The mercy kash of name of mil. So just say mil. The gemara answers hakamashmulan the shiura the mil can be migdal nunya v'yatver. The amount of time that if you want to know the distance between these two cities, the tower of nunya to Tveria, these are two places in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to know the distance is exactly 1 mil. Now he takes the lach legabel, and this means the south. Legabel means that a person is hired to be a kneader. Someone hires you, and your job is to knead the dough of the balabais. The problem is the kelim of the balabais are tummy. So if you're going to knead the dough of the balabais, all of the dough is going to be tummy. And the ikar hadin yimuchuyev when you need dough to make sure that it's tohar al taras hakodesh. Tam chazal, people were makbid to eat their chulin in a state of tahara, of purity, ritual purity. So if you're going to need the dough and the dough and the kelim are tameh, the dough is going to become tameh. So what are you mechuyev to do if you're hired? I'm hiring you to knead my dough. So automatically assume that it has to be tohar. and you come into my home, and you discover the kelim are tame, you are mechuyif to take the kelim and bring them to a mikvah. That's all part of the job. It's all part of the contract. To take the kelim and bring them to a mikvah and be metar them. But let's say the mikvah is 10 miles away, you're not mechuyif. You're only mechuyif to go and bring it to a mikvah if the mikvah is within 4 mil. What is 4 mil? 18 times 4. What's 18 times 4? 72. Right? 72 minutes. So the amount of time it takes to walk 72 minutes, you mechuyif to go to the mikvah, to be toivel the kelim in the mikvah, and bring them back and get to work. If the mikvah is 73 minutes away, you potter. It's not part of the contract. You don't have to go travel. You can go and you can make the dough in a state of tumah. Let's see one more time. Lagabel, look at Rashi. Rashi says lagabel l'tfila. Rashi, it's the first white line. Hamagabel isas achenim b'socher. A person is hired to knead the dough of his friend for money. Uchleb alabayis tneim, and the kelim are tneim. Ad arba milim hitrichur chacham lelech lemikvah litvul kelim, until 4 mil chazal would matrich, they troubled you to go to the mikvah to be tevul the kelof. Period. Next halach, so we hold Rashi v'chein letzvila. When it comes to women, when it comes to tzvila, in machal echad amaderech ba eitz lolun l'spa. Person is traveling to daven, and now he's traveling on the road, and he didn't daven shachas, didn't daven mincha, ma'ariv, and the next shul is 72 minutes ahead, part of your derech. You mechuyev to go to that destination. Yesh beis hakneses lefonaf, further ahead. Berichuk arba milin choylechem espal shem v'lunchem. You mechuyev to travel 72 minutes to go there and to daven there. V'chein l'netilas yadayim l'achila. Im osir l'mtzei mayim l'fonim daven milim choylechem shem v'lunchem. You're going to planning on washing, to eating bread, and there's a place where you can get water, and it's within 72 minutes ahead of you. You mechuyev to travel a distance of 4 mil, 72 minutes to get that, to get your water. There's a machlekes ha-poiskim, the zman hazeh, today we travel public transportation, is it a mil? The amount of time it takes to walk, so let's say you can go by car in 10 seconds, it takes 30 seconds to go to a mil by car. But I can travel in 18 minutes, I can travel a couple of miles. How many miles can you travel with? How many miles, depends on how fast you can travel on the highway, 60 miles an hour, wherever you're going. Is it depend on zaman, or does it depend on distance in modern times? So this is machlekes ha-paiskim. Some paiskim say that we have to readjust these halachas, that if you're going somewhere and you want to stop off at a hotel and rest, but by doing so you're going to miss shachar, so it's a minyan. But if I would travel for 72 more minutes, I'll get to shul. The next shul is 72 minutes ahead. But 72 minutes is more like 500 mil. Whatever it is, whatever the calculations are, 100 mil, place. And I'm a chuyiv, the mall needs to go 4 mil. And I'm a chuyiv to go 100 mil. Yeah, but Chazal made their calculation because in time of Chazal, they didn't have cars, they didn't have trains. You travel a mil, it means you walk. You walk. It takes 72 minutes. But now you have a car. You mechuyev to go the zman. Okay, so this is a machlekes hapaiskim. What are the gedarim? But here we have three halachas. So one more time, the Gemara Rabbo, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Legabel, the halacha of you mechuyev to go and need the dough b'tahara ulatfila ulatilas yadayim arba milin. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, first I want to make a correction. You said it was the name of Amar Rabbi Avohu. Guess what? You made a mistake. It was not Rabbi Avohu. It was Rabbi Ivoi. Okay, the names are similar, but they're not the same. Amara. Number two, you made another mistake. You only said three halachas. Legabel, letzvila, ulunatilas yadayim. That's a mistake. There were four halachas. V'arba amarba. There are four halachas. What's the missing halacha? V'chod minayu ibud. Ibud means tanning hides. Now what does this mean? This means if you have a hide, the halachas that leather, with regard to certain halachas, has the status of bosa. So leather, soft leather, is called meat. It's mekabel tumah. Leather let me just make sure. Basar is mekabel tumah. Leather, if it's not finished, it's not mekabel tumah. So, if you have soft leather, it has the status of meat. Basar, it's mekabel tumah. But if you begin the process of tan, you soak it in lime for a period of time, the chemical reaction changes its status from basar to leather. And it's no longer mekabel tumah. And lav dafka, do you have to soak it? Even if you step on it, even if it's lying in the street and people are walking on it for the amount of time, stepping on it is equivalent to soaking it in lime. So if you soak it in lime for 72 minutes, or you step on it for 72 minutes, that automatically changes its status from basar to leather. With regard to all of these soft leathers, if you soaked it in lime, or you walked on it, the amount of time that you normally soak it in lime, so the halach is tohirin. The halach is it's tohirin. It loses the status of basar, and it now becomes leather. And leather that's not been made, fashioned into a specific object is tar. Chutz me'or ha'adam, except for human skin. Human skin, no matter what, is always mekabel tumah. It's always mekabel tumah. It's a takanas chazal because you don't want people to be mevaze the skin of human beings. Now the kama kidei avoda. What's the shik de avoda? Amar Rabbi Aina kidei hilach arba milim. The amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. Same. That's the fourth halacha of this set. Of this halacha, you have to go walk. When it came to Gabel, to Tefillah, and at Hilas Yadayim, you mechuyev to proceed another 72 minutes, that's only when you're anyway traveling in that direction. But if you're going backwards, where you came from, you're going backwards, you don't have to go back even a mil. And the Gemara says, you can make a deek in that halacha, mil hudein chayzer. You don't have to go back a full mil. 18 minutes, you don't have to go back. But hapachos mi mil. But if only 17 minutes, hapachos mi mil chayzer, you do have to go back. I want to say something very interesting about a mil. Gemara's maskam of this, the Mekor of the Gemara, that matzah becomes chametz in 18 minutes. The Gemara doesn't say the number 18 minutes. The Gemara just says the thing called a mil. So we assume we're machbid 18 minutes, but there are poskim that say it's more, it's 22 minutes. If I'm not mistaken, Lubavitch, they hold 22 minutes. So there was a Maisha Haya, it was a very big problem with Maisha Haya. Matzah baking factories, you know, after 18 minutes, Rabbi Sai, I'm sorry, I don't mean Yeshakoyach, thank you very much. So there was the Maisha Haya where the matzah baking factories, after 18 minutes, they keep on going, they go for 22 minutes. Because it's a very big loss. Once you're in the process of making matzah, why stop? You know, you keep it because you got to stop the ovens, you got to stop the whole process. So they go 22 minutes. Now the problem is, because Lubavitch, and not only Lubavitch, others hold that it's not chametz until 22 minutes. Problem is that Litvaks, they only hold 18 minutes. So what do? After 18 minutes, they keep a cheshbon, all the matzah in each shift that was done to 18 is set aside, and anything between 18 and 22, you can make a ton of matzah in those 4 minutes, or part of the process is set aside for those that are mekel, lubavitch, and other minhagim that have no hakpada, because otherwise, you know, it brings down the price for everyone. If you're going to be makbid to make 18 min matzah for the ganze welt, then the price will be another $3-4. So you might as well make everyone happy and do as much as you can in 18 minutes, and you'll set aside between 18 and 22 minute shifts, and whatever you do between 18 and 22, you'll put aside for the Lubavitcher Chevra, and for those people that are Mekel, and for the Litvaks, you'll put aside the 18 minutes. Problem is, they made a mistake and the matzah got mixed up. And they shipped out to the Litvish Olam, they shipped out the 22-minute matzah with the understanding that it was 18-minute matzah. So it was a very big din Torah. Din Torah, first of all, do the people have to kash the kelim? Because they hold 18, they hold after 18, so it's mamish, they hold it's mamish chometz. It's not mamish chometz, because the Gemara, as long as you're oisik in it, it's not mamish chometz, it's poshna. But it's a megach tos. I mean, you bought it with the understanding that 18 and you give me 22 minutes. So it was a very tough shayla. It's a din mamish shayla. What? Recently, there was a mix-up and a big shipment. You get into shayla of bittul. It touches upon many inyanim of Yerodei inyanim, Cheshem Mishpul inyanim, of Erlich inyanim, you know, the fifth Shulchan Aruch inyanim. But it all comes from this Gemara. The Gemara here says that, doesn't give a number, the Gemara just says a mil. What's a mil? A mil is something the Gemara says, the distance between these two locations is called a mil. How fast can you travel? Everyone walks different. Some walk fast, some walk slow. You know, it all depends on a lot of factors. Okay, right in the Gemara. New Mishnah. Now here we go to a new sugi. This is a Lomish sugi. Here's the problem. This is the sugi of Erev Tav Shilin. This is a major sugya. Unfortunately, we're not going to be doing too much of it. Tomorrow we'll do part two. But ketzav afrishin chala b'tumah b'yamtif. You got a very big problem. It's yamtif. It's yamtif. On yamtif, you're allowed to do malacha l'tzorich eichel nefesh. But if it's not l'tzorich eichel nefesh, you're oyver mamish malkis l'sase kol malacha. Achashe yosel l'chol nefesh hulavadi yosel l'chem. But if it's not law, it's oichel nefesh, it's mamash yichayv malkis. Mamash mal. So here's the problem. You're baking, you have dough, and the dough is tummy. The dough is tummy. Let's say during the year. Let's take a step back. It's during the year. You have dough, and the dough is tummy. The whole dough batter is tummy, and I want to bake dough. I can eat this. It's tevel. I have a chiyaf imafrish challah. Okay, so I have no choice. I'll be mafrish the challah. I'll make the bracha. I have now challah tameya. What do I do with challah tameya? Nothing. Burn it. Because the kohen can't have hanah from it. You give it to the kohen. What does the kohen do with it? The kohen burns it. So give the challah tameya to the kohen. What's the kohen going to do with challah tameya? He can't eat it. It's an iser nisa b'dei shemayim to eat challah tameya. Challah has to be tohar. That's why kohanim don't eat the bisman hazeh. The world tameh. So what do you do with it? You burn it. Okay, so no problem. It's during the year. It's a regular weekday year. You go and you make challah. And the dough is tummy. You mafresh challah. Everyone bismana says, mafresh challah. It's a big zach. A lot of women are into this. You go and they make challah special. Make challah special. In order that you make your own challah. So you have the zuchus of being mafresh challah. You make a bracha, you mafresh. And what do you do with it? You burn it. Why do you burn it? Give it to the kohen. Well, first of all, we don't have kohanim muchzakim. And even if you'll find a kohen muchzak, it's tameh. Tameh, yechid, misalei shemayim, to eat challah tameh. Okay, no problem. Pesach. It's mamish. Now, not like today. Today it's unheard of for a person to make a matzah on Yom Tov. Again, I mean, it's mamish. Unheard of. But Tom the Gemara, they did it. It's Yom Tov. It's the first day Pesach. We ran out of matzah. So no, what's the big deal? It's fire up the oven. On Yom Tov you can bake. And we'll make some flour and dough. We'll make challah. We'll make matzah on Pesach. Oh, the dough is tameh. Oh, dough is tameh. Okay, no big deal. We mafresh challah. Oh, wait a minute. You mean mafresh challah from the dough? What are you going to do with the dough now? You're going to put the dough in the oven? It's a iser deraisa to do malacha on Yom Tov. Loisase kol malacha. The only exception is achashe yosel l'chol nefesh hu levada yosel l'chem. But no one's going to eat this matzah that I'm going to put in the oven. Why not? Because it's tamei. And the kohen can't eat it. So there's no oichul nefesh. By me taking the challah that I'm mafresh from my dom, putting it in the oven, I'm doing an isur de'oraisa of loisase kol melacha, because no one's going to eat that challah, because it's also to eat that challah, it's not eichul nefesh. What's the solution? So don't put it in the oven. Gesunde eat. Mafresh the challah and put it on the side. Here, what's going to happen? If I don't put the challah, in the oven, what's going to happen? It'll turn into chametz. You're oyver on bal yeroe, bal yimotze. So we got a big, big problem here. It's Pesach. It's bo bayom. You're making matzah. You have dough, and now you realize the dough is tame. What are you going to do? To be mafresh challah and bake it. Eloisa say deraisa. Not to be mafresh the challah and not bake it. It's going to be chometz. Lo bal yer bal yimotze. To do nothing, I can't. It's tevel to do nothing. I can't eat it. It's also nisa deraisa. You can't eat. What are you going to do? So that's the topic of the Mishnah. Keitzad mafreshim challah bituma biyamtef. Eliezer says the solution is as follows. Simple. Separate a lot of challahs. You have a big batter of dough. Separate a lot of different challahs. Don't be mafresh challah. Put everything in the oven. Every single one now, it's basically tevel. But I'm going to be, and then after it's been, normally when you mafresh challah, the proper zman is the dough. That's the halach. That's what you normally do. That's what you do with Zman Hazeh. You mafresh challah when dough. Reishis ari soy seichem. Stay in the Torah. The reishis of your dough. Tarimu tshumo la Hashem. But in this instance, you can't be mafresh the dough because of the problem that we just mentioned. So in this situation, you have no choice. Don't be mafresh dough. Put all the dough in the oven. Bake all your loaves of bread. And now they're all matzah, because, and then after it's matzah, now be mafresh one of the matzah is as challah, and nothing, you do nothing, you burn it, whatever you do, you'll give it tomorrow to burn, to the kohen. But as since the moment when you're putting all of the breads in the oven, you are not yet mafresh, each single one of those breads has potential to be bread for me to eat, so it's not called that I'm doing a melacha deraisa, not for the purpose of eichel nefesh. Since each one of those loaves potentially, theoretically, can be the loaf of bread which I am going to eat. One more time. Let's see the Rash. Look at the Rash. Very nice Rashis. The dough became tamim. Shuvein l'chalo ani tells me mena ruil la'elchilas koyin. Keitz mafresh noisa biyamta shel pesach. Hari ein yochola afoisam yachash ein ruil la'achila. You can't bake it's not la'achila. Ula l'shoisa and you to wait to delay it l'sarfa b'ler v'yevsher. Shtoy tachmetz. Ula sarfa la'achila klavim also yevsher in seven kodesh biyamta. So what are you going to do? Rabbi Lezai Meir loytiku l'shem chala ad shet te'ofe techila. Diakati. Here's the yisoy. These are the very important words in Rashi. Each one theoretically has potential to be the challah. The mafresh mikol chada porta. What you're going to do is you're going to be mafresh from each one of the loaves a small amount. That's what it says. That way, each loaf of bread is not a chil yomtif. The mafresh mikol chada v'chada porta. I bake, let's say, 10 loaves, and I separate a little bit of challah after it's matzah from each one. And after you bake it, then you mafresh one challah shlema kulam. All joints in the challah. That's what you do it afterwards. Okay, right in the Gemara Mishnah. Ben Beseo Emer Tatil Betsoinin. He says, no, what you should do is be mafresh challah and put the challah in a bucket of cold water. And that will at least delay it from becoming chametz. Be mafresh challah and put the dough in a bucket of cold water and it'll delay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu chamech. How could you do that? How can you take the challah and put it in a bucket of cold water? It will still eventually rise and turn into chametz. Isn't this causing chametz deraisa? Loy zehu chamech shemuson Allah b'bali rabbi matzei. Ela mafrishasa. The third opinion is umanichasa. Omar, Rabbi Masera says, "Tatil b'tzaynein." He put it in. Loi zehu chametz shemuson alav b'vali. He comes and it's not a problem at all. You don't have to do anything. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to put it in cold water to prevent it from becoming chametz. You can do nothing. Why? It's not your problem. What does he mean? Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei is only if you own the chametz. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you do not own challah. It belongs to the shevet. It does not belong to an individual. The prohibition of Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei is on the yochid. If you have chametz that belongs to, this is the sugya, corporation sugya. This is one of the makaris. They talk about corporations, the different shutfis and the corporations, and then mum and shevet. If you are mafresh challah and it belongs to the shevet, that's not what the Torah says. Lo yimotze lechosa, lo yeroya lechosa, lo yeroya lechachamet. It's not. It's mevul Rashi. Can be first with Gemara. The lavdi dehu the achash kol of shame. The korik sura kol. The pasuk says shelcha I atoraya. Vze ena shelcha v'lo shel chaverecha. Diakati lemotze liad koyin. Did not reach the hands of the koyin yet. It's not even a pekodin in your hands. From the koyanim and meila, there's no prohibition. You don't have to do anything. Lo zeh chamet shirim lo mevayu b'lo mayim. So the bottom line is, we have three opinions what you should do in this situation when you have a dough on Pesach and you want to, and the dough is tameh and you want to bake it as matzah. What do you do with the challah? According to the Tanakama, Tanakama says don't designate part of the dough as challah. Bake the entire thing. And then afterwards, set aside one loaf as challah. And that way you have no chametz whatsoever. According to the second opinion, Ben Yisera, be mafresh challah immediately, as the Torah says, reishis aris ha'sechem, and do something artificial to prevent it from becoming chametz by immersing it in cold water. And that will prevent it from becoming chametz. And the third opinion is, big deal, be mafresh the challah, let it become chametz. It's not your problem. It's mum and shevet, and there's no prohibition of bal yiroi bal yimotzei.